It's time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Today, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, educator Lori Fisher and cinematographer and educator Cameron Shaw. And now here's your host, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne. Welcome, everybody. We hope you're having a lovely morning, and we do hope you can spend the next hour with us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, what we are looking for is your participation. I'm happy to say that Zoom is working today. It's not the same dog and pony show we had last week. So you can saddle up and please join us here. Those two numbers are area codes 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. For those people who are a little shy, maybe, and don't want to talk to us on the phone, you can email us as well. I'm not saying you have to be shy to email us, but sometimes that probably happens. And our email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And thanks to Joanne, I'm sure the podcast will be up in a reasonable amount of time after our program today. That will also be at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated. All right, just once more, once of many. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is a great time to call, by the way. It's top of the show. We will get you on as soon as possible. We really do enjoy talking to you. If you have a question of your own or want to answer one of ours, so please go ahead and dial that right now. And in the meantime, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. And here's the first. Cameron Shaw has been following the news this week and thinking a lot about how adept women are at emotional regulation.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And Lori Fisher is quite confident that once again, the fix is in and he will not be winning a Tony Award tomorrow night. It appears that not being nominated severely affects his chances of winning.
It does, and I'm sorry about that. Most importantly, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is sighing so often at what he is seeing in the news that he has begun to hyperventilate. Take it easy. Don't do it during the show. Wait till we're done.
Okay. Is a paper bag nearby?
Yeah, as my lunch dinner. And we're going to begin the questioning with Cameron Shaw.
Okay. I believe I've asked a form of this question on this show before, but we have a new class of the American Women on Quarters series. I think it's just called the American Women Quarters series. So I'm curious, I'm going to give you some descriptions of the 2025 class. There are five of them. And I want you to tell me who is on our new quarters. All right?
All right.
So there's five new women or five new quarters with women on them.
Yes. Five new. Cool. Yes. Great. Exactly. Excellent. So they are on the head side still has George Washington. Then the tail side features women and their contributions, American women and their contributions to the nation. All right. So the first is a journalist and civil rights activist. Second is a founder of a prominent American institution. An astronomer known for her work in dark matter. An activist for people with disabilities. And the first Black player to break tennis's color barrier. So I'll read them again. These are five separate women. A journalist and civil rights activist. A founder of a prominent American institution, an astronomer known for her work on dark matter, an activist for people with disabilities, and the first Black player to break tennis's color barrier.
So, and these are all women.
These are all women.
Just to verify. All right.
Yes.
So the tennis player must be Althea Gibson, correct?
It is Althea Gibson, so. Yes. Yes. Good job.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Dana.
I suspect that the journalist and civil rights leader, I think, is Ida Wells.
It is Ida B. Wells, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Good work.
And the... I read some mention of this someplace. The... Which one is it? The... it's the founder of the Girl Scouts is one,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you know her name?
Oh, it'll come to me. Juliet.
Yeah, good.
Law, is that it? It's Juliet. Law?
Juliet Gordon Low.
Gordon Law. Okay. Yeah. Low. Yeah. Or
I believe
low.
It's,
sorry,
I said low. Yeah. Good job. All right. So there are two, and I will maybe leave the two out unless Laura, you have.
Yeah.
And
I'll save my guest. I'm ranging around the activist and the disabilities movement. I should know that, but let's leave it out.
You're not going to try for
the just give the descriptions for the ones out there once more.
Okay. The last two are an astronomer known for her work in dark matter and an activist for people with disabilities. And this is how they're described on the Quarter website.
Okay. On the activist with people with disabilities, could you tell me when that person passed away? Do you have that?
Ooh, I can pull that up, but I don't know right off the top of my head. No.
Okay.
But you have to be deceased in order to be on the Quarter.
I believe you do. I believe so. Yes. Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
That's like funny. I don't know for sure. Okay. Well, if you find out that will affect my guess. All right. Cool.
All right. And Lori, go ahead, please.
All right. Well, as most people know, the Tony Awards for my introduction are tomorrow night. I will not be winning. And this afternoon or late this afternoon, George Clooney is going to, his Broadway production of Good Night and Good Luck, where he portrays Edward Murrow, is going to be on CNN live. So if anybody wants to watch that, this question is inspired by that. I'm looking for people who are nominated for Tony or won a Tony for portraying a real person. So it would be like, if I give you the name Edward R. Murrow, you would say George Clooney. So I'm going to give you eight names of very famous people. I want to know who they played on Broadway and were nominated or won a Tony Award. The first is Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart in Amadeus. Number two is Truman Capote. The play was called True. Number three, Golda Meir. The play was Golda. Number four was Tallulah Bankhead. The play was called Looped. Number five, Billie Holiday in Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Number six, Oscar Levant in Good Night, Oscar. Two more. Number seven is LBJ, Lyndon Baines Johnson in All the Way. And number eight, another president, Richard Nixon in Frost Nixon. So it's Mozart, Truman Capote, Golda Meir, Tallulah Bankhead, Billie Holiday, Oscar Levant, LBJ, and Richard Nixon. Give you like two each.
Oh gosh.
And these are all plays, not musicals. And have at it.
I think Bryan Cranston is the one that played Clinton B. Johnson, wasn't he?
He did in 2014.
Was it that long ago? It seems like it was two years ago.
I know. And unless I misprinted it, that's what it said. Yeah, Cranston. Post Breaking Bad played Lyndon Baines Johnson in All the Way. Very good.
And the Oscar Levant thing was just last year, the year before. That was the guy from Will and Grace.
Also correct.
Guy who played Jack or the guy who played
Jack? Jack. Yeah, the one that played Jack.
The one who played Jack.
Sean.
Yep.
Sean.
Keep going.
Sean. Yeah.
Sean. Yeah.
Sean, the guy on Will and Grace.
That's right. I think I'll pull the plug and say it's Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes. There you go.
Yeah. Thank you. And he's playing it in London right now, I read.
Is he? Okay.
So that's two of them. We have LBJ, Bryan Cranston, and Oscar Levant played by Sean Hayes, or Sean, what's his name, from Will and Grace. Okay.
And we have an email from Carlton who's wondering whether was it Philip Seymour Hoffman that played Capote, or was that That might have just been in the movie.
That was in the movie. Yeah. So not Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right.
Okay. In Frost Nixon, Michael Sheen played somebody in Frost.
He played Frost.
He played Frost. I want the Nixon.
Right.
I don't stage. Have the Nixon.
And okay. I think he played it in the movie too.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. All well known.
Yeah.
So we're looking for Mozart, Truman Capote, Golda Meir, Tallulah Bankhead, which was a surprise to me, Billie Holiday, and Richard Nixon. That's what's out there.
Okay.
Was the person that played Billie Holiday, was that a well-known singer?
Yes.
Mm. On Broadway or just generally?
Yeah, on Broadway. I think this woman is known for Broadway more than anything else.
And what year was that?
Say it again.
Can you tell us the year of that?
The year was 2014 for the Billie Holiday.
Huh. Was it somebody like Audra McDonald?
It was Audra McDonald.
Was
very
it?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grills, Audra McDonald. Nice work.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, got one more, Cam?
No, this is not my strong suit.
All right. All right. We'll leave it out. We'll leave it out there for the audience.
Okay.
Yeah, good work.
All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. And of course, our panelists today, that would be Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer, and Lori Fisher, teaches at Davo Valley College. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Okay. Let's see, what should we do? Let's go to a call.
Okay.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Yes, I believe the woman astronomer, her name is Dr. Vera Rubin.
Yes, it is Dr. Vera
quarter.
Rubin. Yes, hi,
right,
Dad.
On the quarter.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, it's in San Francisco. Okay, that's my contribution for this morning.
Thank
Way
you.
To go, Dad. Always nice to hear from you.
Right, and that quarter is minted right here in San Francisco.
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Do you have one on you?
Thank you very much.
Looking at it?
All right. Thank you, sir.
Does your father have a copy of the quarter, do you think?
It's entirely possible, yeah.
What would we do without our families?
Yeah, really?
all right. Let me give you a couple questions here. Hey. What Disney character or what character in a Disney film is named after a volcano?
Okay. I mean, my first thought went to Moana. Is this a character in Moana?
No.
No. Is it an older Disney film than?
Older than Moana.
Well, I mean, it's not that hard. Sure. Okay. Is this like classic Disney or Disney Renaissance era? Do you know?
Well, I'm not sure where the cutoff is for between those eras, but let's just say it was when Walt Disney was alive. Okay.
So I would call that classic Disney.
Okay.
Named for a volcano.
Yes.
Oh, I like this. I'm going to think about it.
All right.
Was it a title character?
It was not a title character.
Good question, though.
What Disney character from a famous Disney film from Walt Disney vintage, in other words, he was alive, is named after a volcano?
Okay, can I ask one more clarifying question? Is
yes,
this an animated film?
Yes, it's an animated
film. Okay.
Good question. Vesuvius.
Next question. Who was the first female singer to top the Billboard Hot 100 as a solo?
Top the Billboard 100.
I have a guess at this.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
What? Yeah, let me think here for a sec. Would this have been in the 50s?
I don't think I'm going to tell you the year, but the Hot 100, you know, is not forever.
So was it Connie Francis?
It was Connie Francis.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice work.
Yes.
Yeah. There's something going on with her. Is she having a revival or a...
She's her one of her songs is something. Having a revival. It's being sampled in all kinds of areas.
Yeah. And she's still alive, right?
She's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
All right. That was Connie Francis. Okay. So I'll give you a list question here. I have a list of, these are seven products or seven types of items that the U.S. is most reliant on from a particular country. So I'm going to give you the list of products, and I want you to tell me the country these products come from that the U.S., in other words, the majority of the U.S. imports come from, of this. These particular products come from this country. Got it?
Yes.
Okay, there we go. So these are the products, and I want you to tell me the country that they come from that imports more of this product into the U.S. than any other. Number one, vermouth. Number two, vanilla. Number three, palm oil. Number four, cut flowers. Number five, pianos. Number six, handguns. And number seven, antiques.
Oh, interesting.
So these are a list of products. I want you to tell me the U.S. is most reliant on for the majority of these products. What countries is the U.S. most reliant on for the import of these particular products? So number one, vermouth, and 86% of vermouth comes from this country. Number two, vanilla, 80% of vanilla comes from this country into the U.S. Number three, palm oil, 85% of palm oil comes from this country. Number four, cut flowers, 60% of cut flowers into the U.S. come from this country.
Wow.
Pianos, 45% of pianos come from this country into the U.S. Handguns, 29% of handguns come from this country into the United States. And antiques, 28% of antiques imported into the U.S. come from this country. So I'll give you each one guess for now.
Go ahead, Cameron.
Okay. I'm going to guess for vanilla, I'm going to guess Tahiti.
No, not Tahiti.
Okay.
My guess is on pianos. Is it Germany?
It's not Germany.
Oh.
All right, I'll give you each one more guess then.
Okay. How about France for vermouth?
No.
No. Okay.
And how about vanilla? Is it Indonesia?
It is not Indonesia.
Yeah.
All right. So once more, what Disney, what character in a classic Disney film is named after a volcano? And the U.S. is most reliant on these products from what countries? Number one, vermouth. Number two, vanilla. Number three, palm oil. Number four, cut flowers. Number five, pianos. Number six, handguns. And number seven, antiques. There are no repeats on the countries, so there are no, you know, it's, they're all different countries.
60% of cut flowers. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So they'd have to be close. I mean, I was thinking how. Never mind.
Yeah.
Audience, help out. That's a long.
I have a maybe guess for that, but I don't.
Yeah. And the two numbers to join us: area code 415-8. 414134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, okay, great. For the character, the Pinocchio character, is it Stromboli?
It is Stromboli.
Oh, good.
Very good.
I want to tell you something. I've been there, and they didn't pronounce it correctly in the Disney movie. And of course, I grew up with that. So when I went to Stromboli, I was saying it wrong the whole time. But the accent is on the Strom.
Oh.
And How about for Vanilla, Mexico?
Not Mexico, no.
Oh, and what was another product you thought we knew?
Well, there's too many brains working on it.
Okay. And then I have a question for you. What was the name of the movie with Ingrid Bergman made on Stromboli?
Oh,
it was called Stromboli.
Yeah.
Very good. And I went and visited the site, and you know what was so darn cute is there's a letter that Miss Ingrid Bergman, for a minute, and she, you know, she really wanted to do a movie with Roberto, and she didn't know him, and she wrote in this precious letter saying, I'll learn whatever language you want. I speak English very well. I speak Swedish very well. I'd love to be with you. And that letter is written on the house that is on the island of Stromboli, because it was the beginning of their relationship. You know, they did get married after that movie. So it's just so cute the way. So we should all just write letters to, you know, whoever we want, you know, Clint Eastwood, whoever. You never know.
That's true.
I'm not writing a love letter to Clint Eastwood, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your show. Love it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye bye.
Joanne says that David called in and guessed Madagascar for the vanilla.
That is correct.
Way to go, David.
Madagascar is the number one importer of vanilla to the United States. 80% of vanilla comes from Madagascar.
And speaking of Ingrid Bergman, Joanne guessed that Ingrid Bergman might have played Golda Meir on Broadway, but that is not the correct answer. That
she did play Golda Meir in a miniseries, I think.
That's correct. I think you're right. Yeah, somebody else played her on Broadway. Good guess.
And just to repeat, the Stromboli character was the circus owner, or the fellow that ran the sideshow in Pinocchio. So, yeah, there we go.
Pretty classic Disney.
Yes.
That is the definition of classic Disney. I recently went on the Pinocchio ride at Disneyland, and that is a scary ride for a tiny child.
I bet.
We have an email from Jeffrey who's wondering whether Truman Capote was played by Robert Morse.
He was. In 1970, the play True, Robert Morse played him and was nominated for a Tony. Very good. Excellent.
Okay. All right. And let's see. Yes. So Danny and Sandra are wondering, I think, if Bergman played Golda Meir as well. But we know she did play Golda Meir, just not on Broadway.
Just not on, and not if she did, not nominated for a Tony.
Right. Okay. And I think we have some lines open. So if you want to give us a quick call, that would be great. And we'd love to talk to you with a question or answer. And those numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And Cameron, I think it's your turn again.
Okay. So speaking of the Tony Awards, a Tony Award winning musician and lyricist died recently, Charles Strauss, probably most famous for Bye Bye Birdie. But he did a lot of other things. So he wrote the music for two musicals that are based on comics and one very famous sitcom theme. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what those are. So Charles Strauss.
Well, I think one of these came up last. Didn't you ask a question about this?
Oh, no. Did I miss something if I didn't listen?
I asked the question about the theme song, and it was it was all in the family. He actually played on the piano on the soundtrack.
Yes.
And one of the musicals based on a comic strip is Annie. I know you wrote that.
Do you know the other one?
The other one is It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you knew that. Good job. All right. Well, that question went quickly.
Wait,
but
is there,
I've been saving it actually since before he died. And then he died. And I thought, I have to use this question. So.
And if anybody's interested, there's a long interview that's broken up into segments on YouTube. It's through American Academy of Television Arts or something like that. Anyway, it's a long interview with Charles Strauss and Lee Adams that covers their career, and they talk about all their individual shows and TV and everything else. It's quite an entertaining interview to see. So it's on YouTube.
Yes, his interview with Terry Gross on Fresh Air is spectacular. Talks about his wanting to be a classical musician and training seriously, And his teacher said, you really should do, you know, more Broadway musicals. Right. So charming. Yeah. Good question.
All right. And so we answered that, right? And so why don't you give us another question, Cam?
Okay. Well, Dana, you had a question about the Billboard Top 100, correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So recently, there was the shortest ever song to make it onto the Billboard Top 100. It was featured in a popular movie from this year. It was about 34 or 37 seconds long. I'm wondering if you can tell me the movie, the performer, and the name of the song.
And the entire song is 30 seconds?
It's 37.
It's not just a clip, you know, not just a line from it. Huh?
Nope, it's a very short, stupid song.
So, Will, may I ask, is this song famous for being short, or was it a hit?
Well, I believe that it is a hit amongst the, I'll give you this hint, it's a children's movie. So I think it's a funny song. I've seen the movie. Funny song, and became a hit for that reason.
And is there any chance Dana and I have heard of the performer of this song?
Yes, you absolutely know the performer of the song, probably more famous to most people for being an actor. And it was a very big hit of a movie this year. Huh. If you guys can get the movie and the actor, I'll give you the name of the song, because the name of the song is hard to get.
It's a successful kids movie this year, right?
Primarily kids movie, yes. One of those kids movies that has like jokes for adults too, because adults have to take kids.
Is this sort of a Lilo and Stitch kind of thing?
It is based on existing IP, but it is not Lilo and Stitch. No, it's not. It's not a live action. Disney recreation crap.
Is it animated?
Partially animated.
Partially animated. Whoa.
Partially. Okay.
Yeah. We leave it out for a little bit, maybe.
Leave it out.
Yep.
So we have emails here, and some people are wondering. Let's see. Pianos. Chris is wondering if the import pianos are most imported from Japan. That is correct. Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. Wow. Very good.
Yamaha pianos. Yeah.
So 29% of all pianos are imported in the United States from Japan, the highest number of any country. Carlton is wondering if cut flowers are from Colombia. No, they are not from Colombia. Oh, yes, they are from Colombia. I'm sorry. What's wrong with me? I was going to say Ecuador. That is correct. Very good. Yes. Rita was wondering cut flowers was from the Netherlands, but she did have vanilla from Madagascar. Very good. Let's see. Give me one second here. Ruwalis was wondering if pianos Japan. Yes, that's correct. Cut flowers Mexico. No. And Tristan is wondering if guns come from Croatia, and that is not Croatia. And cut flowers from the Netherlands, no. Pianos Japan, however, that was correct. Okay, good job. All right, and Lori, I believe it's your turn.
All right. Well, there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about international students at American universities, and this question is about the UC system. I want to know, of the 8 schools in the UC system, which campus has the highest number of international students, which is 45%? This is graduate students. I'm sorry. I want to focus on graduate students first. So which campus has the highest number of graduate students, which is 45%, and which number has the lowest at 24%? So the range is pretty high, from 24% to 45%, which give you only one guess each on those.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I have no particular.
We're looking for the high and the low.
Okay, I'm going to guess for the high, is it UCLA?
It is not.
Okay.
So this is only graduate students, huh?
Yeah, I'll move over to undergraduates when we get these, but I thought it would be confusing.
And this is only, you're only dealing with UC schools.
Correct. The eight UC, I'm not counting UCSF, just because its numbers were listed separately, just kind of in a different category. So of the eight non-medical school campuses.
How about UC San Diego?
That is number one. Very good, with 45%. Okay. Wow. So, and then who do you think is the lowest with 24%?
UC Merced.
It is not.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
UC Merced is 40%.
Wow.
It's second highest. Yeah, I was very surprised. It's in graduate students, not the lowest. So Dana, give you one guess there. Joanne just guessed Riverside, also not the lowest.
Well, Riverside's a pretty big campus.
Yeah. And it's percentage, not numbers, but it's not Riverside.
How about Santa Cruz?
Santa Cruz, no. Santa Cruz is right in the middle.
All right.
We're running out.
Leave it out then.
Yep.
Leave it out.
Okay. And then I'll save the undergraduate for later. So all we're looking for now is which UC campus has the lowest number of enrolled international students as graduate students. San Diego, UC San Diego is the highest with 45%. And I'm looking for the lowest.
All right.
Very good.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, this is Fred in West Virginia.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Golda Meir on Broadway, maybe Anne Bancroft.
That is correct. Oh, Anne Bancroft played Golda Meir. Very good, Fred. And the name of the play
was Helen Mirren. So we'll take that. Gold is in the name, and then another word. I don't remember.
Yeah. I think it just might be Golda, but we'll
Golden on the Balcony right. Or something.
Like yeah. That.
And Connie Francis is 87, and she's been in the news because she's portrayed in a current Broadway show. And she says she'll go visit the show as soon as her hip fracture mends.
She's also been in the news because a song, a B-side that she recorded in 1960 is a big hit again.
A good press agent, yes.
Yeah.
Is
she in the play about Bobby Darin?
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. What's the name of it?
The name of one of his songs. Remember.
Beyond the Sea.
it's something
just
like Beyond the Sea.
Just in time. I found you
Fred from West Virginia singing.
I want to come.
Now we have to pay royalties now.
Artificial intelligence versus minds over matter panel. Okay. How did ChatGPT answer this question? Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, God.
Which did ChatGPT is the answer and why?
The chicken.
One vote for the chicken. I've always thought the egg because of evolution.
One vote for the egg. Lori, you're the bumper match here. You're the tiebreaker.
I'm going to say it split the difference and gave some answers like, there are opinions on both sides of this issue. Some people think the egg and some people think the chicken.
The panel of minds over matter is not as smart as artificial intelligence. They say the egg came first because whatever was just before the egg, before the chicken, when it mutated into what is actually a chicken, that mutation happened in the egg. Thank you very much.
I hate to agree with ChatGPT, but yes.
Well, they agree with you.
In fact, they
let's
quoted
look at it like
you.
That. Yeah. So we got it. Cameron got it.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. Okay.
We all get bells today. Everybody get bells. All right.
And the singing. Fred's singing should get a bell, although I think we have to pay royalties now to the estate of whoever wrote Just in Time.
No, you don't have to do that on public radio. It's okay.
Oh, good.
Yes. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call. We love to hear talk to you. If you have a question or answer for us or just want to comment. And those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. All right, we're a little past halfway, so let's quickly repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Cameron, we'll start with you.
Okay, all I have is, I have two. So I'm looking for the American woman who was recently put on a quarter, who was an activist for people with disabilities. And Lori, to answer your question about when she died in 2020, and she was very young when she died.
And can I ask, do you know if she was a person with disabilities or just was an activist?
She was a person with disabilities. I don't know the extent of her disabilities, but yes, she was. And the other question I have out is, recently, the shortest song to ever make the Billboard Top 100 was, I think it was at like 87 or something like that, was about 37 seconds long, came from a very popular children's movie that came out this year. I'm wondering if you can tell me the name of the movie, the performer, who is primarily an actor, and the name of the song. And I will say that the actor is definitely also known for his music abilities, but most people know him these days as an actor.
Okay.
Is the actor Jeff Goldblum, perchance?
No, but that would be great.
Yeah, no. I know he does a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
My outstanding questions, I'm looking for these real-life people who portrayed them on Broadway and were nominated or won a Tony. I'm looking for Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Tallulah Bankhead, and Richard Nixon. I think those are the three that are out. And then my other out question is, on the UC campuses, UC San Diego had the highest percentage of graduate students who are international students. I'm looking for the campus with the lowest percentage of graduate students. And that's all I have for now.
All right. And I'm looking for these products here that the U.S., what country is the U.S. most reliant on for these products? That's probably the best way to put it. The ones we have left are vermouth, palm oil, handguns, and antiques. So what individual countries send the most of these products to the U.S. more than any other country? Vermouth, palm oil, handguns, and antiques. All right, I think it's my turn, so I'll give you another question here. This is a movie question. Since 1916, what three films that were the highest grossing films of the year had a holiday in the title? Since 1916, what three films that were the highest grossing films of the year had a holiday in the title? I'll give you one guess each, please.
Okay. Lori.
You want the first? Well,
no, go ahead.
The first one that popped to mind, highest grossing. So I'm going to guess, White Christmas.
White Christmas is one. That's 1954. Ooh. That was the highest grossing film of 1954. All right, that's your guess.
I was going to, that was one of my guesses too. My other thought is Halloween.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good, that's a good.
That's a big guess. Grossing movie.
But it is not,
the highest. Okay. No.
Okay. There
I love
you go.
This question. Okay.
Since 1916, what three films that were the highest grossing individual films of the year had a holiday in the title? And Lori got White Christmas, which is from 1954. There are two others on this list. So see if you can come up with those. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, could it be us?
Good.
It is you. All right, turn down that radio. There we go.
Danny and Cassandra in Albany.
Hi.
In a reverb chamber.
Yes, we had it built specially after last week.
I lunged for the wrong knob. All right,
that's what they all say.
All right. So we got sniped on Colombia, Japan, and Madagascar. But I got to say, when I was getting on the taxi to get to leave Madagascar back in the day, a little kid came up to me and sold me 100 vanilla beans for $1.
Wow.
Whoa. Mm.
So
that's good. That's
vanilla and Madagascar will always be linked in my memory.
Yeah, honey, but that was like before they invented the wheel.
Yeah, that was back, before time. Okay. So
do you still have the beans? Do you still have them?
No, I would give them out judiciously as party favors until I ran out.
Quite a party.
All right, so we had Tonys for The Real Person. We've got a few.
We wonder.
Oh, I'll go first. I think, I know Frank Langella played him on the movie, but I think he also played it on Broadway, didn't he? Play Nixon?
He did. That's correct. And Frost Nixon in 2007. Very good.
All right.
Okay. I have a wacky, it's somewhere in the back of my memory about Tallulah Bankhead.
Yes.
I think it was Kathleen Turner.
It was not Kathleen Turner, although I could see her in the part.
Yeah, I could too.
But wait, yeah. I thought I remembered, and this is even weirder, Valerie Harper?
That again, is correct. That's correct. Oh, Valerie Harper starred as Tallulah Bankhead in Looped in 2010. Very good. Yeah, the back of your head is working great.
Kathleen Turner wasn't available.
I think she would have been great.
She would have been fabulous.
Wait,
yeah.
Didn't I think of something else, too?
Mozart.
Okay. Mozart. Now, I'm thinking of English actors. Am I in your brain, Lori, or are we talking American actors?
I think this person's American, but don't count on me on this one.
All right, because I know that I think that it may have premiered in London, and I know that it was Tim Curry as Mozart and Ian McKellen as Salieri, but I don't know that they made it to Broadway.
Tim Curry did make it to Broadway. I wasn't sure if he was British, and that's the correct answer. Tim Curry started in 1981 in Amadeus. And was nominated but did not win. Very good. Excellent work.
I believe he is British, yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be
the back
awesome
of your brain's great.
Ian McKellen as Salieri. That would be
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So imports, real quick. Do we get vermouth from Italy?
That is correct. Yes. Oh, okay. Vermouth is mostly imported from Italy. Yes.
All right. Do we get handguns from Germany?
No, not Germany.
How about. Do we get palm oil from Indonesia?
That is correct, Indonesia.
Hey, nice. Hey, on a roll. Yeah, I don't have the shortest song, but I've always been amused that Louis Armstrong's "What a Wonderful World" came in at under 2 minutes. That was the shortest one that came to mind. But thinking of songs, though, I got a quick question. I should probably wait for Josh, but no. He's not here. So singer-songwriters have only rarely called out in their lyrics political leaders who were actually in office at the time the song was popular. Mm-hmm. But Neil Young, George Harrison, and Sting all did. Can you give me two out of the three songs that very very famous popular songs that they did? Two more than the other.
Well, didn't Neil Young call out Nixon in Ohio?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Strangely appropriate these days. Tin soldiers and Nixon coming. We're finally our own.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should bring that back. So we have George Harrison and Sting.
And did they call out American presidents, or are we looking for international leaders?
One American and one, and the other is international. I'm not counting Billy Joel's "We Didn't Start the Fire" because it came out 8 months after Reagan left office. He called out Reagan, and strangely also called out Palestine. So there you go.
Was this Sting himself or Sting?
Yeah.
The Police.
I think it's on his first album.
It is on his first album. But is George Harrison in a band, or is it just George Harrison?
No, it is not George Harrison. George Harrison was in this.
He was in some band. What was that band?
This band.
Yeah, I don't know.
William Wilburys.
I think they're being funny about it.
I think they are too. Yes.
So this is a Beatles song, right?
It is a Beatles song.
Yes.
Written by George Harrison.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Got radio silence here.
We don't know. We don't know.
All right. Well, how about "Don't Ask Me What I Want It For"? Mr. Wilson, if you don't want to pay some more. Mr. Heath, because I'm the tax man.
Revolver. Okay. Yeah.
That's a little obscure.
It is, but I'll get the other way.
Not bad.
Sting wrote a song that was briefly on the radio. It wasn't nearly as famous. Called "The Russians Love Their Children Too." And in that, Mr. Reagan says, "We will protect you."
After Mr. Khrushchev says, "We will bury you."
Yes, I don't subscribe to this point of view. So that's the only time I think Reagan made it. Mm-hmm. Well, the hit parade while he was president. All right, that's about all we got.
All right.
Love you guys. Thank you
very much.
Thanks. See you later. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
I think the Gershwins mentioned Franklin Roosevelt looks, give me a thrill, didn't they?
In, not like the Gershwins. No, not the, but that's a song from, Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland did that. How About You is the song, but it's not a Gershwin song.
It's not. Okay. Thank
Dana,
you.
Dana, can I guess another movie with a holiday in the title?
Give it a few minutes.
Okay. Okay.
A few minutes. And so I have a email that's puzzling me here from Tim. And is the movie this where your short song came from? Is that Minecraft?
Yes, it is. The Minecraft movie. Good job.
Okay. So his guess is Steve's Lava Chicken.
Steve's Lava Chicken. Yes. Good job.
Jack Black.
Is it Jack Black? Yes. Excellent work, everybody.
So is it giving the recipe for Steve's Lava Chicken or something?
I will admit to, I watched this movie with children and I was half watching it. So I think it's like more of a jingle, like an advertisement for Steve's Lava Chicken.
Can you sing a little? We've had two other singers.
I would prefer to not sing a little on the radio.
I'll have your father talk to you about that.
Well, if somebody wants to give us the general idea of the song or is familiar with it, then feel free to do that.
Well, so what happens in the movie is Jack Black he makes Steve's Lava Chicken by basically cooking chickens with hot lava. And the song is about that.
Yeah. Right. Maybe Joanne maybe can find it and play it. We'll see. That's a lot.
Everybody
to ask.
Look it up. It's a very stupid song.
All right. Okay. And I should give credit to Mark and Tina Valentine. And they had the right palm oil country, which was Indonesia. And they had vermouth also, which is Italy. So very good. Thank you very much for that. Okay. And all right. Who has a question? Laura, do you have a question you want to throw in?
I do. How about this? In 2006, the cover of Vanity Fair had four people on it, all well-known. Al Gore, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts are on. Who was the fourth person who wasn't particularly famous then, but is particularly famous now and very newsworthy now? So Vanity Fair had Al Gore, George Clooney, and Julia Roberts on it. And a fourth person was there. Who wasn't?
So then the question for me is, what's the reason for this group?
Correct.
Yeah. No, I'm asking you, what is the reason for the group?
I'll say it was a political reason, that all four on the cover were joined for a political reason, which I'll be a little vague on, although you'll get it momentarily.
Okay.
What would those three have in common?
What year was this again?
2006.
Is it something to do with climate change?
It is.
Yeah. So
they're all involved in environmental concerns, serious environmental concerns, as was this fourth person.
Okay.
And this fourth person is much better known today than he or she was in 2006.
Is it Elon Musk?
It is not Elon Musk.
Okay.
But you're traveling around the right territory.
Okay,
is somebody in high tech?
It's somebody in high politics.
High politics.
Not high tech.
Elizabeth Warren?
Not Elizabeth Warren.
All right.
I think more surprising than that in a way.
Bernie Sanders?
Not Bernie Sanders. Person is, let's look at the time. Person is not an elected official. This person is an appointed official, not unlike Musk, appointed to a position that's getting a lot of attention these days.
So I have a little news bulletin here from Tim, who got the lava chicken question. He's saying that Dashiell and Z Rhodes need credit, please. 10 years old and 13-year-old listeners. So I want to give you full credit for that. Thank you for the answer to that.
There's our Minecraft next generation of listeners.
Yes, that's right. So Dashiell and Z Rhodes.
Good job.
Thank you for coming up with the right answer. Here's your bell.
Good job.
Love it.
Get a bell each. That's great.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's an honor to be on. I have the Steve's Lava Chicken answer, and it goes like, la, 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 lava, chicken.
Yeah.
Steve's Lava Chicken, yeah, it's spicy as heck. It's a pretty cool tune for 37 seconds. So
that's excellent.
Thank you for singing it. That's great.
We've got just in time and the chicken talk.
I'm pretty sure handguns come from Austria.
Austria is correct. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. Sweet. Bells. Awesome. Honored to be on. And you guys have a great day.
Thank you. Appreciate it very
much. Great call.
Yeah. Love it.
Correct answers and singing. Yeah.
Yes. 29% of handguns imported in the United States come from Austria. That's the highest percentage of any country. And so all we have left are antiques, actually. What country do the most antiques come from? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California. The antiques, are they from France?
They are not.
Oh, shoot. Okay. The Vanity Fair with Al Gore and Clooney and Roberts. Is that Shaboozy? No.
It is not. It is not Shaboozy. The heck of a guess.
RFK. Would you,
it is oh. RFK.
That makes
Bobby
sense.
Kennedy was a serious environmental lawyer.
Yeah.
Kind of, as somebody said, and Obama considered to have put him as the secretary of the EPA. Seriously, it took him, and now something else. Excellent work, RFK on the cover with Al Gore and George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Good work.
Went crazy.
Yeah.
Highest grossing holiday in the title movie. How about Independence Day?
That is correct, and I have to say you're not the only one that got that. We have a couple of others. Robert and let me give credit here. And Tristan both got Independence Day. Very good. Yes, that's 1996.
I think. Nice. And then let's see. I got a list of people, and if you can tell me, I'll just start reading them, and you guys jump in when you think you know what ties them all together.
Oh, okay.
And then I got a question about that after. So the aforementioned Anne Bancroft, Morgan Freeman, Eddie Murphy, Joan Rivers, Jack Lemmon, Tom Stoppard, Drew Barrymore, Banksy, Marlon Brando. All right, Charles Laughton.
Wow.
No, can you frame it in some way?
We need a hint.
It's all a job that they've done.
Okay.
Like before they became famous kind of job?
No.
Oh.
Did the Tonys?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to be thematic.
Banksy did not host
the Tonys. That would be amazing if he had hosted the Tonys. Right. Thank you. Forgot he was on the list. Yeah.
Is this like a credit?
Done, but it's after they were famous.
Like a credit.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the same credit, like art director, production design, something along those lines.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, you're so close. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Well, Lawton directed one film, but
there you go.
Oh,
directed a
all
film.
All those.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exit through the gift
shop. That's the next question. Can you name any of the one films that each of those people directed?
Well, Night of the Hunter for Lawton, but can you give me the list again?
Anne Bancroft, Joan Rivers.
Oh, she directed a film called Fatso, I think.
Yeah,
that's right, with Dom DeLuise.
Yeah.
Also notable for being the first union big studio film that had a female cinematographer.
Oh. Who was that? Do you know off the top of your head?
A woman named Brianne Murphy. She worked a lot on TV after Little House on the Prairie, things like that.
Love it. Okay.
And who else on the list?
Okay, Joan Rivers.
She did Rabbit Test.
Right, with
Billy Crystal. Yeah.
And then Eddie Murphy.
Oh, what did he do?
I don't know.
Did he do Pluto Nash or
no.
Bowfinger, that's a good guess.
No, yeah, not Bowfinger.
Don't know then.
With two, he starred in it also with two other icons.
Not
comedic African-American icons.
So, you know, something like Harlem Nights, maybe something like that?
Harlem Nights, right, with Red Fox and Richard Pryor. And then Marlon Brando.
He did Missouri Breaks, right?
No, that was Arthur Penn.
Close, no, he was in it.
He did One-Eyed Jacks.
Oh. One-Eyed Jax is correct.
Yeah.
And then Banksy.
That I do not know.
What, did he direct Exit Through the Gift Shop?
He did.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, nice.
Good job. Good job on that.
And then Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon. Who did he direct?
Well-known movie?
What's that?
Was he in it? Was he in? Did he direct himself in the movie?
I think he was in it for barely a scene, like almost not much.
Okay.
But what kind of movie was
the main
was
person
it?
Was nominated for an Oscar.
Wow. Oh, he directed, yes. He directed Walter Matthau in a film called, is that Koch? Is that the one?
Koch. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good work.
Okay. Nice.
Okay. And then Drew Barrymore and Tom Stoppard are the last two.
Tom Stoppard, I should probably know, but Drew Barrymore, I have no idea.
So Drew Barrymore, did she direct 50 First Dates?
No.
Tom Stoppard. Did Tom Stoppard do one of his own plays?
Yes.
He did.
That's right.
Did he do Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead?
That's right. He did.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Good. Drew Barrymore, no idea. Sorry.
Drew Barrymore, she directed Whip It.
Oh,
which is a fun movie, I think.
That was a fun movie. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, great. Thanks for
all right.
Long question.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Have a great show. Bye.
That was good. I love it.
All right. Let's see if we can take one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, good morning. Really quick question about chemistry. Why does the sky look blue? What element makes the sky look blue?
Did I understand that correctly? What was the question?
Why is the sky looked to us as blue color? Blue color.
Oh.
I will tell you because time is very short. Oxygen. Okay. The second question. This week, Muslims across the world celebrating Eid holiday. Eid means a holiday, by the way, so you know. Okay. So what is the biblical occasion? I'm talking about the Old Testament that describe this holiday, you know, very quickly.
No.
It has something to do with Abraham, you know?
No.
Sacrifice.
Oh,
no. Sacrifice. Okay.
Sacrifice.
All right. So, when God asked Abraham to sacrifice his son, and then he had the knife, and then God sent him a lamb instead. So, which son is it? I know you're running out of time, so I will tell you the answer very quickly. All right. According to Isaac, exactly. And Isaac means Ethak because Sarah left when she knew she was going to get a baby. Okay.
All right, Eid, I'm sorry we have to go because we only have 1 minute left, so we have to go. I'm sorry. Okay, time to clean up here very quickly. Cameron.
Okay, the only thing I have out is the American Woman.
Is it Judy Heumann?
No, it is not Judy Heumann. Okay. The American woman who is on a quarter for being an activist for people with disabilities is Stacey Park Milburn.
All right. Is that it for you?
Yes, that's it.
Okay, Lori.
And I have the lowest percentage of international graduate students at a UC campus is UC Davis with 24%. That's all I have.
Okay. And the majority of antiques imported in this country come from the UK, the United Kingdom. The three films that are the highest grossing since 1916, highest grossing individual films of the year that have a holiday in the title, Easter Parade, 1948. Somebody got it here, and I'm sorry. Virginia got it. And White Christmas, 1954, and Independence Day, 1996. So anyway, if we didn't get your call, I do apologize. People should remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Thanks to our panel today. That would be Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. Lori Fisher, teachers at Napa Valley College. I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. We certainly enjoy it, and we look forward to hearing from you again next Saturday morning at 10. Have a great week, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.